It's Monday, the 8th of July, 2013. Andy Murray has just won Wimbledon. It's a glorious sunny day here at Churchill Academy, and it's the start of Activities Week. The weather is set fair for the rest of the week, which is good news for the many activities taking place outdoors. Hopefully the weather is also good for those on the overseas trips as well. And throughout the week, I'm going to be finding out a little bit more about some of the extraordinary range of activities on offer and hearing the views and experiences of some of the students who are taking part. I've now come across Emily Styring and Jodie Collins, and you're both in year seven, is that right?
Yes, it is.
So, tell me a little bit about what you're up to today.
Well, today we are making a film or documentary about Activities Week, so that we can show everyone what it's like, and doing this we can be a bit nosy in class and see what everyone else is doing, and it's fun also.
Have you had much instruction about how to use the equipment?
Yes, we have, and it's very easy.
After you've just filmed this little bit, where are you going to go to next?
We're going to see Mr. Skeen in W8 for circus skills.
So what do you think about Activities Week so far?
Well, it's really fun, and it's timed like a drawing yourself, and not just work, but you get to learn new things as well.
Well, I've now come to Decoupage, which is run by Mrs. Chapman, and with me now are two Year 9 students, Karen Pye and Laura Haley. Karen, tell me a little bit about Decoupage.
Well, it's basically you get a load of pictures from magazines and newspapers and things, and you stick them onto stuff, overlapping them, and then it all makes a pretty collage-type thing.
Tell me a little bit about what you've created, Laura.
Well, I've used lots of magazine pieces to create a collage of basically things that I enjoy, like Benedict Cumberbatch and Blackberries and all sorts of different television programmes, and I've stuck them all onto the bowl to create a collage.
And will you be able to use the bowl afterwards?
Yep, everything's still flat onto the bowl, so the bowl can still be used, which is great.
And what have you made, Karen?
Well, I stuck a lot of sunglasses onto a picture frame that wasn't particularly pretty before, and then having made that, I then used the red sign thing from the magazines that's called Red, so I've rampaged through all the magazines here and got all the red signs and stuck them onto a book holder, I guess is the word.
So tell me, are you enjoying Decoupage?
I am, yes, it's fun and gluey and sticky and red. That's not the right word. Creative, that's the word. Creative.
It certainly looks fantastically creative. I can see that glue might be a problem. Is that a bit of a drawback?
Well, my hands are completely covered in dry peeling glue, but that's okay. It's still fun, even though it's messy.
Well, I've now just come across Tom Probert, who's busy making a documentary film.
Yes, the documentary I'm making about is what teachers like and what they're inspired about and their childhood stories, because you don't rarely get to see what they say about, because they're really quite quiet and they do what they're meant to do is and do their lesson, what they're meant to be told. So we wanted to go behind a lens and see what actually they've got up there and what they want to tell us and what they don't.
So you're enjoying seeing another side to teachers?
Yeah, I am, because it's really interesting, because it's because you don't know, it's got like each one of them's got a different character about them and you don't know what that character is. It could be a it could be something interesting like them, like they could work for the BBC, they could be a Formula One driver or something like that. But yeah, so I really do enjoy doing that. Yeah.
And would you like to do something like this in the future?
Oh yeah, but I've always had a passion for being a film director since My dad inspired me because he said I could do anything I want to if I just put my mind to it. Because he always does inspire me. So does my mum and grandma and granddad. And they're the best in the world. The first film I ever watched was something like E.T. And I thought to myself, well, one day I want to make a great film like that. I want to be that man behind the lens filming that. Not watching it, I want to do what Steven's doing. And yeah, I've been inspired by many film directors, but the people who inspire me the most are my mum, my dad, my grandma and granddad.
Okay, thank you very much, Tom. I look forward to the day when I go to the cinema and see your name in the credits.
Thank you very much.
I've come now to the art block, where I can see a range of some rather wonderful looking pictures, but appear to be using quite a variety of techniques. So Miss Porch is with me now to explain exactly what the different processes are that the students are doing today.
Okay, first of all, we started off with paper making. So the students made their own paper and they incorporated some interesting pieces within it, such as cutout shapes and sequins and lace and different textured pieces. Once they created their paper, we then went on to marbling. So they learnt the process of marbling on paper, and then the marble paper that they used, they created little books again with them. We've also made paper lanterns, and we've made paper roses, and the list goes on really. We've just had a real sort of experiment with all the different techniques and tried to have as much fun as possible with a range of media.
And looks as though it's a very popular activity.
They seem to have enjoyed it. It's quite nice to see, once they've learnt the techniques, that they've actually gone on and they've produced their own little pieces, and they've been quite experimental in their own little ways. So yeah.
So Summer, what do you think about this activity?
It's quite fun and different and interesting.
So are you pleased with what you've created?
Yes, because I'm quite good at it. Not very good at anything.
And what are you going to do with your creation?
I'm going to take mine home, but I'm not going to use it. I'm going to frame it and put it as a display in my room.
I've now come to the cartoon club, where everything's absolutely buzzing and lots of students here, all clearly enjoying themselves very much indeed. And with me now are Tom, Elliot and Tiana. And Tom, that's a fantastic looking drawing there. Tell me about your creation.
Well, to begin with, we just had to design our own things like this, and then we kind of sketched them up in paper form, designing anything we wanted, whatever we wanted to do. And then by the end of the day, we had to have one A3 creation of our previous designs on A3 and painted to make our design.
Your character looks rather scary. Can you describe it for us? Because remember, we don't have any pictures.
Well, it's just like a werewolf design with some antlers and some spikes on it. And I don't really know why I did that. I like wolves, so I kind of developed it into a werewolf and then stuck some antlers on it to make it original.
And Tia, let me have a look at your creation. What have you been producing?
Well, to start with, I thought of a man who everyone was scared of, and he didn't really have any friends. And he looked a bit weird, and all he had was his pet, which was a bit weird as well. It was kind of like a cross of a fish, a cat and a dog and a bird.
That sounds very creative. So do you have to come up with a storyline as well as your picture?
Yeah, well, you don't have to, but it kind of helps you to create your final design.
And are you all pleased that you chose this particular activity?
Yes, it's very fun.
Now, it seems to me these days you can't go anywhere without coming across a zombie or two, and I've now come across some zombie felties. And to help me understand a little bit more about what these zombie felties are, I've got Evan, Sophie, Molly and Esme. And they are fantastic, actually. What I've seen so far, I am very impressed with. But tell me a little bit more about what you've created, in Evan, and what inspired you.
Well, we had a book with some designs in of different zombies that you can make out of felt and stuff them and embroider them and that. And we're allowed to make our own designs and choose different colours and things to put on them.
So is everything, apart from those suggestions, is it mostly just come out of your head?
Yeah, and we've also had some zombie films in the background to help us.
Sophie, can you describe your zombie?
Well, I based mine on Alice in Wonderland, so I made an Alice. But obviously it's a zombie, so it's like got a heart falling out of its chest and stuff. And I used a stencil design pattern that Miss had, and then I adapted it a bit so it would work with my zombie.
And what was the main attraction?
Well, I quite like doing all the sewing and stuff, but then because it was zombies as well, it looked quite fun to do.
I've now come across another group of students busily getting to grips with different types of crafts, handicrafts, one of whom is George, and he's going to tell me a little bit about what he's done today.
I made a felt cupcake keyring.
Is this the first time you've done handicrafts like this?
I did textile-y sort of things in year 7 and year 8, but for a long time I haven't done anything like this.
So what else have you made apart from the keyring?
Some origami. It was fun to sort of get halfway making through something and then take your own sort of initiative around it.
Have you done origami before?
I used to go on YouTube and make origami things from there. And
so what do you know how to make?
I know how to make a paper shuriken.
What's that?
It's a ninja star.
And what have you made today?
I made one of those, and I made a butterfly and a windmill.
You were slightly outnumbered by the girls on this activity. Is that a problem?
Not really. I was the only boy for half of the day until, I think it's Ryan came, because he wasn't enjoying his activity.
Tell me how you found today's activity, George.
It's been pretty good. I've enjoyed it quite a lot. If I had another activities week, I might do it again.
Have you learnt a new skill?
I've managed to keep up to date on my sewing, and I've learned how to make some new origami shapes.
I've been lured to this room by the delicious smell of strawberry jam and other delicious things. And with me now are Hannah and Phoebe, who've been busy making strawberry jam and scones, I think.
I've made some plain scones and a box that's got like lots of different decoration on, and then I made 4 pots of jam and decorated them as well.
Well, both the box and the jam jar look absolutely gorgeous. And where did the strawberries come from?
A place up in Taunton called Biloxton.
And did you pick the strawberries?
Yeah.
So tell me how your day began, Hannah.
Well, first of all, we made these scones, and after we put them on a cooling rack, we went and picked our own strawberries. As soon as we got back, we weighed them and sieved them out so the water could get to them. And then we made the strawberry jar with the exact same amount of sugar and strawberries. Whilst we were doing that, we had to make the mixture to 104 degrees, and then we put them into jam jars and let them cool down after lunch. Now we're decorating them with the boxes as well, with the scones in them.
You sound already to be an expert jam maker. Have you ever made jam before?
No, but I've seen my dad do it.
So were you inspired by him to have a go at it today?
Yes, and to prove that I can make things just as well as he can.
And how about you, Phoebe? What inspired you to do this activity?
It was just like, I love cooking, and it's just something different because I've never made it before. And all my family, like, they always get me to make stuff to make this something different for my family to have.
And will you make jam again?
Yeah.
And who's going to get to eat these delicious looking scones and jam?
My family and me, like tonight or something.
And Hannah, how about you? Who's going to eat your scones and jam?
Me and my sisters, with maybe one left over for my parents.
That's kind of you.
Yeah.
So it has been a good day.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You would recommend it to others?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's now Tuesday and I've come across three boys who appear to be doing what looks a bit like circus skills, and they're in the capable hands of Mr. Gale, who is currently doing his best with a Diabolo. So, Stephen, would you like to tell me a little bit about what you're doing this morning?
This morning I did some plate spinning and some magic with Mr. Gale. Basically, you take the basics of the circus, like juggling, plate spinning and the magic, and you practice for 2 days balloons as well.
And are you enjoying yourself?
Oh yeah, I would recommend it to other people who want to do this sort of thing in the future.
And Sam, what do you actually call that?
Balloon modelling.
And have you done this before?
No, but I made an octopus.
And are you proud of what you've created?
Yes, I am proud of what I made, like an octopus.
And what other skills have you picked up during this session?
Plate spinning and a bit of juggling.
And George, what about you? What have you learnt?
I'm really pleased that I've learnt some magic tricks because they're very impressive, and it's fun to see other people's faces when you trick them, when you do the magic tricks on them.
And how's the plate spinning going?
Really well. I'm just about getting to throw it up and catch it now.
And do you have any plans to actually run away and join the circus, anybody?
Not really. I think it's a good hobby, but not as a career, maybe.
Now, George, you're in year seven, I believe. Yeah. What have you made of Activities Week so far?
It's been really fantastic. There's a really good range of activities on offer.
So, Mr. Gale, is this a secret pastime?
Yeah, I've spent lots of time juggling since I was about 6 or 7, and then magic tricks for the last 3 or 4 years, really.
And are you actually prepared to perform in front of people?
Yeah, I've juggled in front of people, but I can't do enough impressive things for more than about half a minute to keep people interested is the problem. I need to practice more, really.
Now, Sam, a little bird has just informed me that you're actually part of the Junior Magic Circle. What does that involve?
It involves going to London and you take part in workshops and they teach you different magic tricks, and once a year they have auctions and you can buy old tricks that people are selling, and you watch different shows by different people.
And do you have to pass some kind of entrance test to become part of the magic circle?
No, they just take your money.
Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and said goodbye to the circus. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump.
I've managed to round up a group of lads who've just returned on the bus from a day at the paintballing centre. And I'm going to start by talking to Matt, Josh and Jens. How was it for you, Matt?
Oh, it was a brilliant day. Yeah, really, really good. Perfect weather, scorching hot, got a bit sweaty. Hurt a couple of times, got a couple of bruises, but a brilliant day. Rounded into teams, red team and the blue team. Our team won, the red team, so we're all very happy, all three of us.
Yeah, there were some great rounds. We did sort of an open field one, which had plastic sort of boxes that would have been full of water, but they're now like stuff to hide behind. It was really good, but that was the most dangerous one because you're more likely to get hit than any other. But it was called Team Deathmatch, that one. And then we did Saving Private Ryan. We did a castles one, and we did a helicopter field. But yeah, it was a good day.
And Jens, I hear that you were the captain.
Yeah, I was the captain of the red team, so they all had to follow my orders. And I was responsible for if they went out, or if we lose, or if we let the other team win. It was mostly a game of lots of different skills, such as stealth and combat. Many others, combat and lots of others.
And the last match we played, it was a different version of Team Deathmatch. So if you got killed, you just went back to your starting place. And, you could always go out of the battlefield if you wanted to, like if you got too tired or you were dying, like actually dying.
So finally, the final word from you, Joe. Was it a good day out?
Well, it was a brilliant day with lovely weather. It was very fun when we were shooting people. The reason why we're not so covered in orange paint is because we had overalls, like onesie things. And we also had these helmets with big visors like across your eyes to protect you, but it didn't protect the back of your head, so if you got shot there, it hurts.
Okay, how about in unison, guys, your verdict on paintballing?
Amazing day.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's probably
one of the best.
Best of activities week.
Definitely. Hamikaze bands best. We've got.
I've now been joined by Kelsey and Dora, who have just got back from a day out at Longleat, which is a bit of a contrast to the paintballing. Dora, tell me about your day out.
It was really fun, and I liked that we got to go around ourselves without like the teachers. We saw lots of animals, and they were all really close up on the car.
Were you able to get out of the car at all?
No, because it's too dangerous. You'd get eaten by the tigers.
Kelsey, tell me, which animals did you see and which ones did you like best?
We saw monkeys, which were cool because they climbed all over the bus and everything like that. And we saw like tigers, which came right up close to it as well. And we saw all sorts of animals and flamingos and all sorts.
And Dora, how does this day out to Longleat, how does it compare with the other activities you've done so far?
It's quite different because the coach journey was really long, and I think it was probably the best one I've done this week so far.
Would you recommend this as an activity to other people?
Yes, I would, because it is actually really fun, and seeing all the animals and them climbing all over it is awesome, and you can like feed the giraffes and do all sorts, and it's just like an awesome day out. And you can hold tarantulas and snakes and stuff, which Dora did.
Sounds fantastic. Well done. Thank you.
Bye.
Today I'm running Be a Journalist for the day, so I've decided to take advantage of one of the budding journalists to do my job for me. And I have with me Tristan, who's going to interview Ava about pony trekking.
Okay, so what's pony trekking?
Well, it's basically riding a horse around an area like the countryside over a few valleys or something like that.
So what did you enjoy the most about it?
Probably the hack itself. It was really calm and relaxing with the horses. They were well behaved.
So do you have previous experience with pony trekking?
Yes, I do. I used to go horse riding before, and last year I went pony trekking with the school as well.
Did you like the area you did it in?
Yes, I did. It was very nice and there wasn't very many cars, so the horses were all fine.
So did you learn any new skills?
I learned how to clean the tack. Like the saddle.
What's the tack?
It's basically the stuff that goes on the horse so the rider can sit on and control the horse.
Did anything particularly funny happen when you did it?
I got squished by the horse and it stood on my toe. That wasn't really funny for me, but someone else probably might enjoy that.
Thank you both very much indeed. Now come to another hype of activity, namely Project Catwalk, and lots of people busy creating clothing of various descriptions. And with me now is
Daisy Nutt.
Daisy, tell me about the top that you're decorating.
Well, we had to have just a plain top, and then we had to put some styles on it and what we wanted on it, and then we could put stuff on the back of what we wanted to do.
So this has been this afternoon's activity. What did this morning involve?
We had to work as a group to design a dress out of bin bags, and then the best one won, and our team won it. And we just had to make a boob tube thingy, and then have all the bits of bin liner hanging off it.
It looks absolutely stunning. Are you very pleased?
Yeah, it worked out good.
I've now been joined by Freya from Year 7. Freya, tell me a little bit about what you've made today.
Well, I used a T-shirt and I chopped off the bottom of it and put fringing on it. Then I used a butterfly and put it in the middle while cutting out other bits and putting material in place of them.
And what prompted you to choose this particular activity?
Because I like sewing and designing things.
Has it been fun to create something from nothing?
Yeah, it's been really fun, designing your own thing and doing it for your ideas and things.
How did this morning's challenge go for you?
Yeah, it was good. Our group worked well.
Where do you start from, though, if you've got a load of bin liners and you've been told to turn them into a dress?
you just sort of think about what design you'd like to do and what sort of things you can do with it, and then you sort of go from there, you start doing bits and add more bits on and things.
Now we're into day 4 of Activities Week. How have you enjoyed it so far?
Yeah, it's been really good, lots of different activities to do and things.
When you compare it to a week at home or a week at school, which is best?
The Activities Week is way better.
I've now come to Illustrate Like a Pro because I've been told that some fantastic work is being produced here, and I've got Miss Bowes with me now, who's going to explain just what people are up to in this room.
Well, today we have started off with a fantastic photo shoot where our students have come in with exciting outfits based on nursery rhymes and fairy tales. They've taken an evil, sinister twist to that, and they have got in front of the camera with some ex-6 form students and have been very creative and taken some fantastic shots. They have then edited them using some online digital editing software. They then made some huge mixed media pieces of work based on those pictures, which have come out very exciting. And then at 11 o'clock, we had a very exciting moment when a real illustrator called Dave Smith came into the department, and he showcased some of his outstanding, famous work, including work for Horrible Science Books and what else? Horrible Histories? Yeah. And he's done some masterclasses on drawing, especially some helping with facial features and body drawings. And now everyone's having a go at drawing the pictures themselves.
I've come over now to Hannah Gray. Hannah, tell me about, I can see you in the picture as well. That looks extremely creepy. Can you tell me a little bit about what you've done today?
We put on makeup and costumes, and we took pictures of ourselves, and the theme was creepy fairy tales. So there were some witches, and I dressed up as like a bride ghost. And then we put the pictures on the computer and we edited them, and then we printed them out and cut them up and made a collage with them and other materials. Then an artist came in and he gave us some drawing tips, and now we're trying to draw the pictures that we took earlier.
And how does this activity compare with other ones you've done this week?
I think this is probably the best one I've done. It's really good because I like art and I haven't used the computer that much to edit pictures before, so we learned how to do that, which is good.
As a contrast now to all the artistic creativity that I've just witnessed, I've come to Chemistry Capers, which actually, judging from the title, may have been quite creative as well. Abby, what have you been doing?
Well, we made plastic from potatoes using the starch, which was really fun. And we watched some experiments and also took part in some. And we also made a smoke bomb, and that was fun as well.
I'm sure it was. Was any of this at all dangerous?
Probably, but we didn't get hurt, so... Ellen got hurt. She got attacked, but... That's fine.
Maybe we shouldn't reveal this, as I'm sure in Mr. Crozier's capable hands, everyone think was done to the highest standards of safety.
Well, it was, but one of the experiments, we had to, like, stir this thing over a Bunsen burner, and it was so hot that, like, we had to keep taking it off and putting it back on so our hands could cool down because it was really hot.
And what about this plastic that you made from potato starch? What did you turn it into?
We mashed all the potatoes up and ground them and... eventually put it in a little petri dish and left it on the windowsill to set, and it's now a little plastic film.
That looks really intriguing. I can understand that being fascinating. So you learned how to make plastic and you made a smoke bomb. Tell me, why did you make a smoke bomb and what did that entail?
We used sugar and another powder that I can't remember the name of, and we mixed it together over a Bunsen burner, and that created a honey-coloured sort of gooey substance. We then had to put it into a mould and put a wick in it made of magnesium. And then when you set it alight, it creates a big puff of smoke. But ours didn't go so well because we spilt most of it on the floor, so we had a teeny tiny little blob at the bottom of our mould.
And what is your verdict of the day?
I really enjoyed it, and I think most people would enjoy it, actually, because it's not like a boring lesson. It's like just doing practicals all day, so that's really good.
It's Friday of Activities Week. Very sad day for many people. And I've caught up with a safari gang who have just got back. Well, they got back last night, I think. So this morning they're busy packing away the equipment, cleaning the equipment. And I have with me now Ed, Jenny, James and Will, who are going to tell me about their week. Can I begin with you then, Ed?
It was a very interesting week. It started off with coasteering, where we jumped off the highest of about 5 meter cliffs into freezing cold waters below. But the water was lovely compared to the weather.
Jenny, as the only girl present here, how did you get on with safari? I don't think I'd like to jump off a cliff into the sea.
I know, it was quite scary, so Sir gave me Icarus points for every jump I did.
Have you been surfing before?
Yeah, I used to have a holiday house in Cornwall, so yeah, I did do surfing before.
And James, how was the surf?
It depends which group you really went with. With our group, there were no waves, so they sort of just played games. But for the others that went on the Tuesday, they actually got to surf because there were enough waves to do it.
What were you doing then on the days that you weren't surfing?
We did kayaking on the Wednesday, which is a lot of fun. We also did raft building on that day. And on the Tuesday, we did coasteering.
Will, apart from getting a little bit sunburnt, what else have you been doing?
Coasteering, raft building, kayaking and the surfing.
And which was the best part of the week for you?
Coasteering, because I'd seen other people doing it. It looked really fun. It's like climbing around the coast on rocks and then climbing up the sides of rocks, then jumping off into the sea.
What was the highlight for you, Jenny?
It was when we were doing coasteering and as Ch- jumped off the cliff, he asked Emily out, but he got rejected.
That was harsh.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious.
One of the most popular activities this week has been Got to Dance, so I finally made it to the dance studio to find out why this is such a popular activity.
Well, it's just a very fun activity where everybody can express themselves how they want to. It's not one set thing you have to make. You can make it yourself and make it your own.
And can you explain a little bit about, or a bit more clearly for me, what exactly you have to do in this session?
Okay, well, we've got given the theme of Alice in Wonderland, and we've put ourselves into groups where we can create any part of the story that we want throughout a dance. So, yeah.
And what is it about dance that's so good? Who can tell me?
It's more active, and you can do more jumping, and it's like gymnastics, but just...
Is this the best form of keeping fit for you?
Yes.
So it's thumbs up for Got to Dance.
Yes.
Thank you, girls.
Yes, but careful of the rose. I don't want the rose damaged and I don't want you damaged. I saw that look, Josh. Mind me roses!
Have you
cut yourself? Oh, a little spider mite.
Today I've come across a group of students doing sterling work, maintaining the grounds and gardens, ably supported by teachers including Mrs. Claude. And we've got Tom and...
Ben.
And what are you doing then?
We're planting new plants for the garden and we're watering them to keep the school healthy and making it look nice.
And do you help in the garden at home?
When I was younger I did, but not really anymore because we have gardeners to help.
It's a useful activity though, don't you think?
Especially if you want the house to look nice and have it healthy.
And about the school though, you've been doing some good work.
Yeah, for the front of the school, so people when they first come in, they're able to see what it looks like and if it looks nice.
And it already looks loads better, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks really nice with the new plants in.
Over here I've got two girls, three girls indeed, also doing Nature Day. Tell me your names.
Heidi Taylor.
Nancy Bond.
Ellie Castling.
And why have you chosen Nature Day, girls?
Well, I like nature, so it's quite fun for me to learn about different worms and bugs.
And how do you maintain your interest in nature when you're outside of school?
Well, I live on a farm, so I kind of do loads of things. I just spend most of the time by the pond and play around with all the, like, things in it and stuff, like catching them. Yeah.
And what about you girls? Can you tell me a little bit why you chose this day? This activity, sorry?
I just like nature and that lot. And making the school look tidier.
What do you think about the school environment? Do you think there's more we could do?
Well, I think we could have a bit more recycling places. And we could recycle the paper we don't use instead of just throwing it away.
I think we could put a few more like flowers around the school, make it a bit more brighter and colourful.
Some schools grow their own food. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's quite cool. Like, I saw this programme once. They had, like, they had to grow it their own, and they made, like, their own food out of it.
I think it's healthy for them to grow their own food, because then you don't have all the chemicals from other places.
And do you think we could do anything more to help nature around the school?
Maybe we could plant a bit more places, because we've mostly got concrete and it doesn't really scream nature. So, yeah. There is a gardening group that I'm part of every Thursday second period, and we take plants and we start planting them, which is really helpful. And we, well, if we get a pond, we could put a net over it so people don't really fall in, so it won't be, so people won't get fall in and drown.
Another very popular activity is the stop motion activity. Lots of very excited people here, clearly enjoying themselves hugely. Now, George, you're using Lego for your stop motion. Can you tell me a little bit about your particular film that you're making?
Well, our sort of scene is going to be a court scene. So we're using, like, loads of little different parts of, like, Lego figures. So we've got a judge, a policeman, a cyclops, I don't know why we have that, but basically, the judge, like, when it starts, the alien is called in, he's disarmed of his, like, laser gun, and then after he's had a sentence, he sort of, like, uses his jetpack to, like, escape. And he has, like, many crimes and stuff.
So you've actually got a storyboard, so you've had to write a storyboard first.
And then the policeman, like, wonders what the gun is, how it works, and he shoots the gun, but then it hits a chicken guy who sort of, like, startles. And I'm working with Dan over there.
How much of a movement, though, do you have to... They're tiny little changes you need to make to the models, don't you, between pictures?
I usually do, when I've done the animation before, I usually do 5, like, snaps per little picture, so 5 frames, so it gives it enough time to, like, work through. And then we move on to the next, like, person, and Santa and a pirate comes in. And just as the course is about to start, a toilet plunger flies out the toilet door and lands on the judge's head.
Sounds quite a complicated storyline.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take you?
Well, usually animations can take up to like 400 slides, which is actually quite long. But then depends on what you're doing, really.
And would you like to work in this field in the future?
Maybe.
Boys, come over here.
Come fly with me. Who could resist that invitation? Clearly, there's some boys here who couldn't, one of whom is Finley. What have you been doing today?
We've been making planes and testing them to see which plane will be the best to stay in the sky for the longest.
And what are your planes made of?
Wood, some tissue paper, and we've got some plastic propellers.
I can see you've been poring over some maths here. Where does the maths come into it?
Well, we have to add up how much each piece of wood will be and see how much our plane will cost. We've got to make our plane the cheapest.
And who actually wins the competition? Based on those facts, or whose plane actually flies?
Whose ever plane stays in the sky the longest. However, if two planes draw, the cheapest plane wins.
And are you going to test fly these planes shortly?
Yes, we will be test flying them before the actual event.
Have you had a go yet at all with yours? Do you know if it flies?
We have. It didn't fly too well. However, we have done some stuff to it to make it fly better.
We'll stand along there. We'll fly this way.
We've now reached the moment of truth, and we're going to find out whose plane is the best.
And then we'll launch on Miles on one. Okay? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
yes!
Launch!
We win! I survived!
So, Miles, has your plane won? How do you feel about winning this competition?
Pretty excited. Didn't think I would win.
Did it fly or did you throw it?
Both. Bit more throwing in it.
Let me just take a photo of them all on the floor. Boys.
One activity that's been intriguing me all week is geocache. And I've just come across a group of very bedraggled-looking students, I must say, who've just returned from geocache, one of whom is Esme. Esme, how many miles have you just walked?
About 10.
What is geocache?
It's practically a treasure hunt. You have a map and coordinates and you have to find the things.
And what bit about it do you like most?
Probably the map reading and trying to find something.
Who managed to win the sweets?
Each pair got like a set box to find and 3 packets of sweets.
It's the end of Friday, the last day of Activities Week. How have you enjoyed Activities Week?
It's been really fun, yeah.
And how did today's activity compare with the other activities?
Well, it wasn't as good as paintballing, I must admit, but I think it was the second best activity.
How does Activities Week compare with a week at home or a week at school?
It's way better. You have more stuff to do and everything.